Gardinier, Florida Citrus General Manager Lee Jones was one of numerous growers attending a field day in Fort Pierce recently featuring advanced citrus production systems, including citrus being grown under screen to keep out HLB spreading psyllids. Jones tells who he thinks the screenhouse technique might work for and who it might not be suited for.
It's very interesting. I like what I see maybe for a smaller grower, maybe that's targeting a niche market, maybe a variety that, low seeding variety or something like that. I think for a large scale commercial grower, I don't think it'd be a good fit, but maybe for a smaller grower in the niche market. But it's real interesting. I like the research that's coming through this. There's a lot even that a commercial grower can learn as far as, nutrient management, timing of the different nutrients, and I really like a lot of the research that's coming through this.
Why do you not see it working for a larger grower?
Well, I just think that the cost, if it's about $1 a square foot, it seems to be, to put it up, so you're going to have, over $40,000 an acre in it. And I think for juice, round oranges, I just don't think the numbers are going to make sense.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.